Etsy.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. Going to start out this hour with my buddy Marshall Barrell. Marshall and Malcolm Gissen, another friend of mine, are co-managers of a very, very successful mutual fund called the Encompass Fund. It's interesting. I got their 6 months result last night for the 6 months ended November 30th, I guess it was, of 2010. And their fund was only up something like 40% or 39% or thereabouts. And then Marshall told me that the official numbers for the year that came out in a letter from perhaps either he or Malcolm, that the official results for the year is that the fund is up 60%. Now, don't take this as being an advertisement, because it is not. And I also need to say that, in the interest of full disclosure, Kathy and I are invested in the Encompass Fund. So we're not really talking about the Encompass Fund right now. What we're talking about right now is, we're talking about the resource industry, and we're talking about why Marshall and Malcolm and Craig and the rest of the folks at the Encompass Fund continue to be very, very bullish on this particular industry. Marshall, I mean, you know, with results like that, heck, everybody would be bullish. But, you know, tell our listeners specifically why all of you guys really believe this is the right time and this is the right place.
Well, we believe that it's the time to be in resource companies, and have believed it for the last number of years, and continue to believe it because of what's going on globally. It's not just what's going on in the United States or Europe or Asia. It's worldwide. It's globally. And the fact of the matter is that the global economies are growing, some faster, some slower, certainly some fits and starts. But they are growing, and to grow, you need commodities. You need stuff that comes out of the ground, such as copper, manganese, zinc, lead, oil, natural gas. Now, they don't all move together. They don't all move up only. They move up and down. We saw what we felt was a correction last month with the precious metals. It so far has turned out to be that, in that the precious metals came off their highs that were right at year-end 2010. They went down modestly in the overall context of things. They have now resumed their rise, and I say they are gold and silver. And there's not a need per se for gold, but there is a desire for gold by people around the world, and it's 5,000-year-old interest in gold for a variety of reasons. It's not any one reason. So we feel and have felt that companies that are looking for, exploring, advancing projects towards production in these various commodities, and companies that are actually producing them will do well in the marketplace. They have done well. We think they're going to continue to do well.
I agree 100%. You know, it's we've been talking about that on the show here during the last hour. Roger brought up the point in a segment that I did with him that Bloomberg came out, and with their people who they picked as being the four top analysts in our business, and they asked these people about predictions for the rest of 2011 for gold and silver. And, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, we're talking about These guys who are spot on, have been spot on the past, are talking about gold over $1,600 and silver up around $37 an ounce. Philip Silverman, who is a managing partner for an organization called Kingsview Management, opened the show with me today. And, you know, here's a guy who cut his teeth at Merrill Lynch, and what's he totally interested in right now? Hard assets, which is kind of interesting.
Well, it is interesting, and again, your listeners, I mean, if they're traders, that's one thing, but most people aren't traders, and if they are, unfortunately, a lot of them are not successful at it, and they should be investors and looking beyond the headlines of the day or even the week, and trying to see what's happening in the investment area and why. Mm-hmm. And if you look at that and you see that China's growing and maybe it's 8% or maybe it's 10,
yeah,
or India is at 6, and even the United States is growing, you can argue from day-to-day headlines whether it's 2% or 3% or exactly what the number is. The fact of the matter, there is growth, and for that growth, to feed that growth, and to feed the people that are benefiting from that growth, mm-hmm, i.e. increasing numbers of middle-class people around the world,
yeah,
they want the refrigerators and the automobiles and the cell phones and the houses, et cetera, and those products take commodities in connection with building them, developing,
sure,
them. And that's why there's a combination of factors at work. It's not a single factor. Combination of factors that we feel will continue to indicate a need for various commodities and therefore the companies that are involved in those commodities.
You know, I read an interesting statistic today regarding mainland China and how the Chinese, the government is really, really encouraging using as a savings medium both gold and silver. But MineWeb, which is a site that I go to a lot to get information, brought out the fact that, you know, not only is China the world's, I mean, I've talked about this on the show before, not only is China the world's largest gold producer now, but the amount of gold and silver that China is importing to meet the demand, you know, for the Chinese people is just staggering. I mean, not only are they the largest producer, but correct me if I'm wrong, but they may very well be the largest importer. That says something to me.
Well, and it's not just the Chinese people, it's the Chinese government.
Yeah.
And it's governments around the world. Last year, 2009, mm-hmm, was the first year, as reported, that the governments of the world bought more gold than they sold. And that was the first time in something like 20 years that occasioned. Governments plus the IMF and the other governmental entities or governmental type entities that,
mm-hmm,
hold gold,
mm-hmm,
have for the past 20 years been selling gold, net sellers of gold. 2010, they became net buyers of gold, and that's not likely to be a one-year phenomenon. That tends to be to go in decades that you get those change of trends. And that's another factor that's involved in gold, to a lesser extent, silver. Silver is a hybrid commodity in that it is a precious metal. It is a storehouse of value. It does represent value by way of bars or coins.
Mm-hmm.
It is also an industrial metal,
mm-hmm,
and it's about 50-50. 50% is investment usage, and 50% is industrial usage, and that bring some different dimensions to silver than to gold,
yeah,
and over the past year or so, silver has done better percentage-wise, the metal and the silver, by and large, the silver companies, than gold.
Mm-hmm.
Gold's done well, silver's done better.
Oh, yeah, but I think that's just a matter of just pure leverage. Marshall, we got about a minute left here. What do you think is going to happen at the G20 meeting this weekend, where the French, again, are talking about going away from the U.S. dollar as the currency of last resort and going to an international currency? I just want a quick opinion on that. You think it's going to happen?
Well, it may happen over time, but for the time being, the U.S. dollar is the best out there. It may not be perfect. It may not be the thing that ends up happening over 5 or 10 or 20 years, but right now it's better than the euro, it's better than the yen, it's better than rubles or anything else, except possibly gold.
Well, and let me ask you this, though. Do you think that perhaps that trepidation that statement by the French and the Chinese and others might have caused the price of gold to continue to escalate? Need a yes or a no on this one, unfortunately, because we're damn near out of time.
Yes, it's one of the factors.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, you guys, you want more information on the Encompass Fund, go to their website. Big Al is not getting a commission for saying that. Trust me, Marshall and his partner Malcolm are just good friends
of
mine.
Thank you, Alan. If I might say, for your listeners, the symbol is ENCPX, Edward Nancy Charles Paul X-Ray. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and your listeners, Al.
Big Al's going to be right back. Stick around.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, as promised, chatting with some folks from some of the companies that we follow that are sponsors on our website, what have you. Chatting right now with John Glanville. You know, John's a really interesting guy. I have known him through our business for quite some time. We actually shot a video. Jay Taylor and I shot a video with John gosh, it was probably 4 or 5 years ago. So isn't it interesting what a small community we're in? John is handling very capably, I must also say, investor relations, corporate development for one of our sponsor companies, Amarillo Gold. I have to say two things here in the interest of full disclosure. They are sponsors on our site. That means if you click on their banner, you can get all the information you want about them. Neither John nor I also are registered investment advisors, so please don't construe this as being investment advice, because it is definitely not. Just telling you about a company that we both have an interest in. And also, in terms of owning stock, I haven't purchased stock yet at Amarillo Gold. When I do in the future, as always, I'll give you folks notice that I'm about ready to do that. Hey, John, it's good to touch bases with you again, buddy.
Hi, Al. Thanks for having us on.
No, it's a pleasure. Let's talk a little bit about Amarillo Gold. I know that you're real active. 10,000 of our listeners have watched the video that we did with the company, and about 3 months ago or thereabouts, you guys are real active down in Brazil. And the people running your company, I have to say, are very, very highly qualified, been in the business a long time. So tell us about it.
Well, certainly, I think one of the big assets we have, aside from two real standout projects in Brazil, is our technical staff and our management. Our president and CEO, Buddy Doyle's got over 30 years' experience, was with Rio Tinto for 23 years, Kennecott, and has seen two projects go from discovery to decision to mine, one of them being the Diavik, which I'm sure everybody knows in Northern California or Northern Canada, now has about $14 billion in diamonds in the ground. Mm-hmm. He won the Excellent Diamond Exploration Award in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Company founder Rick Brown is an Australian geologist like Buddy. He has been in South America since 1993, sort of felt that Peru and Chile were a bit, I don't want to say overexplored, but certainly had a lot of companies in there, and moved from Peru to Brazil in 2000, picked up Portuguese to the point where he's fluent now, got an MBA there, most importantly brought in the Mara Rosa project, which is our prime asset.
Sure.
in Brazil.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you know, Buddy Doyle's an interesting guy. I spent a little bit of time with him, and I got to tell you, 30 years in he wasn't just some guy who did exploration sampling for Rio Tinto. I mean, he was a very, very big player, in the evolution of that company, and finally decided that, he'd reached a certain stage of his life where he was very, very, he kind of wanted to go out and do it on his own, which is what you guys are doing right now. Mickey Fulp, who is a really good friend of mine, and I lean on Mick a lot because I'm certainly not a geologist, but I lean on Mickey a lot as an input for my decisions, whether or not I'm going to cover companies or whether or not I'm going to invest in companies. And I got to tell you, Mickey knows your chairman really, really well, and he feels that he's one of the stronger, technically speaking, one of the stronger folks out there.
Well, I think Rick, I think that Mickey shares that opinion with a lot of people. He introduced me to Buddy as well.
And, did he? Yeah.
Certainly Buddy's record at Rio Tinto stands alone, stands on its own. He also was involved with the Lihir project, which is now 30 million ounces in Papua New Guinea.
Mm-hmm.
And, like you said, I think, he certainly spent a great deal of time there and decided to step out and do a bit, more for himself. And,
sure.
And certainly working with Rick Brown and, having people like Mickey Fulp support them has been big for them all along, right?
Well, Mick's a good guy. But enough about Mickey. We give him enough coverage as it is. He was actually in the fourth segment of our this week's show. And anyway, I got a lot of time for the guy. Tell me about what's going on in terms of Amarillo down in Brazil, will you?
We have two projects in Brazil, Al. The Mara Rosa is our prime asset, as I said, and we're moving it towards development as I speak. We should have a pre-feasibility done on it by the end of September. We've just upped our recovery from mid 80% up to 93% of recovery, which we thought was pretty good news release. I don't think we've seen a lot in the market for it, but I think we will as the market digests it and learns more about the company going forward. Mara Rosa is owned 100% by the company, has about 1.2 million
million ounces of gold in the ground now, indicated and inferred, but we're rapidly taking what is inferred into the indicated category, and like I said, we should have a PFS done by the end of the third quarter of this year. We're also doing a new MET report, which or metallurgical report, which should be completed by May, and a new resource estimate, which is obviously all part of the PFS and should be done by May as well.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Brazil. You know, I've spent time in South America. Brazil is one country I don't know very well. You talk about Chile, talk about Argentina. I can chat with the best of them, but certainly not about Brazil. I know that they're growing by leaps and bounds, and it's my impression that in terms of support from the government and the people for international mining companies, the support's pretty high.
Yeah, well, Brazil opened up to foreign investment in 96, and we feel that Brazil is underexplored, has good mining laws. It's the only one of the so-called BRIC countries with a good mining law, and probably has one of the better mining laws in Latin America. You know, if you look at, if you compare Brazil to say, Canada and Australia, I mean, the amount of exploration investment per kilometer is something like 25 or 26 cents in Brazil, whereas in Canada it would be $2 and a quarter, and in Australia it would be 2.5. So there hasn't been a lot of money spent. It's a huge country, politically mature, economically stable, and mining friendly. I mean, that I'm surprised there aren't more companies there, you know?
Well, I am too. You know, it's interesting. Buddy and I spent about 3 or 4 hours chatting about this a few months ago, and you know, conversations with him and other colleagues of mine just lead me to believe that I'm very, very surprised there isn't more going on down there. How are you guys fixed for bucks? You okay, or do you have to go out and raise some money?
We've got about $2.2 million right now in the treasury. We are looking to raise money in the near term here. Obviously, the plans we have for the company as we get towards a PFS, and you know, we're drilling about 1,000 meters a month right now. We've got 3 drills on Mara Rosa and 1 on Lavras do Sul, which is our advanced exploration project in the south of Brazil. So we're going through money pretty good, but it's a good market for raising money, and we're looking to raise some in the near future here. And from early indications, it doesn't look like we're going to have much problem. I think there's a lot of believers in our management, and I think there's a lot of people that get very excited about the projects. You know, the Mara Rosa, we're sitting on 1.2 million ounces there, and early exploration on our Lavras do Sul in the south has turned up over 500,000 ounces just in the early stages here. You know, we've got 19 prospects there. I think we drilled 5 of them, and we've hit gold in four of those prospects. So,
what I find to be really, really interesting is something that Buddy told me when I first sat down with him. And again, this is going back 4 or 5 months. And he said, we have never raised money other than internally, and we have never raised any money in any way that would dilute the shareholders. No warrants, no anything. Basically, the directors, the senior managers step up to the plate, and we've done it all ourselves in the past. That says something about you guys. John, thanks so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Continuing on with talking about public companies that we have an interest in, Western Potash is a company that I definitely have an interest in, and I'm chatting right now with the chief executive officer of the company, Pat Varas. We shot a video with Pat. Gosh, I guess it was about 3 or 4 months ago. Almost 12,000 of you folks watched that video, so I know that there's a certain amount of interest there. One of the reasons that I was very intrigued with this company is because of the importance of potash on the agricultural scene around the world. You know, agriculture is not nearly as productive without utilizing this very, very valuable asset. Pat, can you elaborate a little bit on that for me?
Sure. We became involved in potash because we recognized that companies such as Rio Tinto, BHP, Billiton, were becoming interested in this commodity, and so we knew that back in 2007 that something was afoot. You know, at that time, if you remember, corn prices, soy, wheat, they all started to really go through the roof. And it's in a way we're back to that time, even after the recession happened. Of course, things corrected a little bit, but if you see today, the prices of corn, I think they're reaching their all-time highs. Agriculture has become very important in the world. We're seeing obviously a huge increase in the population.
Sure.
And now, what potash does, of course, it's a fertilizer, and I think it's going to be very important in the future, simply because land land, arable land now is hard to get a hold of, or it has been overworked, or it simply is too far from water. You know, water is also an asset that is very important, becoming of more importance constantly as we grow in population. So if you look at countries like China, India, Brazil, you know, they have significant need for this type of commodity. So I think we're in a good place in the market. I think our asset is a very real asset. We have had some tremendous, an excellent team of professionals, geoscientists and engineers are now working hard to deliver a feasibility study. Obviously our 43-101 resource is amenable to a large scale mine. I think we're in the best jurisdiction that you could be for potash. I mean, this is where a big part of potash is already being produced. We're close to Regina. We're only like 35 kilometers away from Regina, close to highways, water source. We're close to power, and all of those issues. It looks like we have some very clear picture as to what we're going to be able to secure for the project. And right now I'm very, very bullish as to where our feasibility is going to end up. Our company it's populated with a lot of ex-Rio Tinto professionals. Now it's a matter of looking forward and really starting to look at the partnerships. Right now, the engineering is probably one of the least of our concerns. Of course, we still have to deliver that. But looking forward, we need to secure a financial partner that can take on and help us develop this asset.
Pat, do me a favor and tell. I mean, I'm all about people. You know, I'm not a technical person. I know enough to be dangerous, but I do have friends who I rely on very heavily, who are very competent individuals. But I'm a real people guy. Tell our listeners a little bit about Pat Varas, will you?
I would call myself a geological professional.
Yeah.
I have been working in this industry for 25 years, and that has taken me through underground mine work. I've explored for copper. I was a project manager for Rio Tinto. I put together the programs that led to the discovery of the Diavik diamond mine.
Mm-hmm.
I led the team that discovered the Santo Domingo copper iron deposit in Chile. And I've had a terrific career that has taken me literally to every continent, you know, except Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exploring for everything from copper, lead, zinc, diamonds, gold. So now potash. I consider myself a versatile and I think I'm a pretty astute business person. I think I've developed enough of a reputation for delivering viable projects that we have some good friends in the financial industry or in the financial sector that support our groups.
That was a bit of a leading question because I kind of knew what you were going to say, but I wanted our listeners to be aware of that. But let's talk a little bit about the rest of the team, would you?
You know, the person that leads our exploration team is Dean Pekeski, and Dean, I met while working at Rio Tinto. Dean managed the exploration programs, and before joining us, he was actually in charge of exploration in India
mm-hmm.
for Rio Tinto, and they were credited with the discovery of a kimberlite that Rio Tinto is putting into production called the Bunder kimberlite.
Sure.
And if you can imagine, you know, as a project manager, working in places like India is probably a bit of a challenge,
sure.
And even under those conditions, he was able to deliver a discovery, which now is going into development. Similarly, Ian Graham, he helps us in a lot of our evaluations and economics, and the feasibility work. He was also involved in that discovery, but Ian was also involved in bringing along projects like Resolution in Arizona and the Eagle in Michigan. He's been involved in overseeing feasibility type work in a lot of these a lot of projects for Rio Tinto, and of course now we're very fortunate to have him help us in this process here at Western Potash. Fellows like Buddy Doyle, Buddy is well known in the industry for. I met Buddy at Diavik, so he's also credited with being involved in the discovery team. He was also involved in the Lahir deposit in Papua New Guinea. Anyways, I could go on the list because even our land people, our GIS people, they're all ex-Rio Tinto. So we have a so we're very fortunate to have a very versed development team.
I find it really interesting, and the reason I wanted to chat about that with you is I find it very interesting that a junior company, whether you're talking about Western Potash or Buddy Doyle's company, which we discussed, by the way, in the preceding segment, Amarillo Gold, I find it really interesting that both of your companies are populated by some really, really knowledgeable people with significant experience behind them, you know, and I want to stress to listeners, these are the kinds of companies that you really want to take a real hard look at, because they truly are represent the serious aspect of our particular industry. In the interest of full disclosure, Big Al's got to say a couple of things. Number one, I don't own any stock in Western Potash right now. When that changes in the near future, should I decide to go out into the market and buy some, I will let you all know beforehand, 3 days ahead, as is my typical practice. Also, Western Potash is a sponsor on our website. What that means is you can click on their banner and you can get all the information that you want on this company. That's important because when you make decisions, you've got to rely on your own intuition and your own personal education. Don't construe what we've been talking about here as investment advice, because it is not. Neither one of us are registered investment advisors, but I think you should just take a look at this one and then make up your own minds. Big Al's going to be right back with the mercenary geologist, Mickey Folk. Stick around.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Micro Plant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, John Glanville is a really interesting guy, and the company that he was chatting about, which is a sponsor company, by the way, as I disclosed on our site, Amarillo Gold, it's a pretty interesting situation. I got Mickey Fulp with me right now. Mickey is... he's a friend of John's. He's also a good friend of the two folks who were very, very instrumental in getting Amarillo Gold off the ground. And so I thought, you know, I got to, since we talked about Mickey in the last segment, we have to kind of give the devil his due here and bring him back on. How you doing down in New Mexico, Mick?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's just a gorgeous day here. It hit 70 degrees today, which is probably an all-time record for the state in February. And I find it interesting you were just talking to John. I've known John for a number of years, and I actually probably was instrumental in putting the two parties together, the management of Amarillo Gold. As you're aware, I'm a founding shareholder of Amarillo Gold, and they are sponsors of my website.
Sure.
And I worked previously with John in the mid-2000s on another company. I think very highly of all the people involved there.
Oh, yeah. No. They're good guys, and their feelings towards you are obviously mutual. You know, Mick, you and I did a daily show earlier this week where we talked about what people need to be aware of when they are looking at resource companies, you know, from a standpoint of investment. And I brought out something that I thought was really interesting, and that is I had just started reading a book that you have already read. The book is called The Big Short, and it really talks about how the conventional stock markets, to a very large extent, are smoke and mirrors, at least in my mind. And I mentioned to you when we did the Daily Show that the segment of the resource industry, and I want to stress this, as you brought out, the segment that you and I are involved in, okay, because of your background and my background, we basically are very, very keen on one thing in terms of when we write checks to companies to buy stock, and that is, man, the business fundamentals have to be there. It's not smoke and mirrors. We're not talking about investing in some kind of stupid derivatives where that, you know, that may never see the light of day, right?
Well, that's very true, Al, and I commend you for reading business books. I'm reading Keith Richards' autobiography called Life right now, so my head's into rock and roll during my time off from the desk here. But yeah, The Big Short's quite an interesting book. It's written by Michael Lewis, and the guy is very well grounded in financial matters. I think he at one time worked on Wall Street or in the finance business. And he also wrote a very interesting book that baseball fans will know, called Moneyball, mm-hmm. and very much based on the economic models and statistical models. But, you know, this thing that went on in the major markets has been going on for years and years. It just didn't pop up and after the high-tech bubble crashed. You know, this financial engineering, and you've got these junior computer scientists with their statistical and mathematical models, and those sorts of investments completely ignore the fundamentals of the stock market.
Exactly.
It's quite puzzling.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. I find that to be amazing. I really do. You know, it's, I guess that type of investing, you know, that that Michael Lewis wrote about is, it's a great example of, you know, people thinking they're the prettiest baby in the nursery and that they can't possibly be wrong and that something or someone or they're being rewarded, you know, with huge amounts of money because they're so darn smart. And, you know, in reality, that's not really, I mean, yeah, I'm sure they're very intelligent, but boy, a lot of the investments that have brought this country to its knees really have, in my opinion, been just absolutely stupid. But, you know, getting back to the resource industry, you and I put fundamentals before anything else, you know, and I've got a good, strong business background. You've got a very, very strong geological background, and you've also done so much reading in the financial world that you've got a good background there, too. But give our listeners, if you would, kind of an investing in resource companies 101, would you?
Well, it probably sounds like a broken record. I've said this so many times, but in the junior resource sector, number one, we are not investing. We are speculating. An investment implies that you expect some regular sort of return on your money. For the most part, those things would include things like your house, which you would look at in normal economic times as an investment.
Mm-hmm.
This is pure speculation. And because of that, we have to base that on very strong fundamentals and due diligence in any company we look at. And I base that on the old thing of share structure, people, and projects. And then we look for undervalued stocks. And what we're really trying to do is get a double in 12 months or less and take our money off the table and play with someone else's money. In a bull market, it's an infallible way to make money in this business.
My humble opinion, after investing in the market for 35 years, everything you mentioned is really, really critical. You know, what I have to look at as a non-technical individual, though, is I really have to look at the management. You know, assets are important. Yes, certainly capital structure is important, et cetera. But you know what? You get a management team in there that has got ulterior motives or that doesn't have the ability to take a company forward, that is not, feels no fiduciary responsibility to his shareholders, you're going to have a real problem.
Oh, absolutely. And I will agree with you, the people are paramount, but also, I think all three of these things have to be right,
sure.
The share structure, people, and projects. So you can have the greatest management team in the world, but if they don't have a viable project, you don't have a company that's going to work in the long haul. And that's we've talked about this before. There are 1,750 juniors out there. I reject immediately off the bat 98% of those.
Mm-hmm.
So based on share structure, people, projects, you do 2% of that. That means that any one time I will be interested in perhaps 85 to 90 companies.
Right.
Then you put the criteria of undervalue on top of that, and companies go in and out of being undervalued. So
mm-hmm.
what was undervalued last year may or may not be undervalued this year. If I'm doing my job right and I pick an undervalued company in 1 month, 6 months, or a maximum of 12 months, it will no longer be undervalued. It will be fully valued or overvalued, and I'm long gone and looking for the next one.
You know, the resource industry, from a speculation, using your word, from a speculation standpoint, is really, really interesting. And I think it's overlooked by investors, and 98% of the investors that overlook it should. And the reason I say that is because you've really got to realize your limitations in terms of your expertise in this particular industry. And if you aren't willing to admit your weakness and look to somebody else to give you advice, a real expert in the industry, you do not belong in it. This is not an industry for people who are convinced that they are the prettiest babies in the nursery, because it's really, really special. No question about that. You know, one thing, maybe this sounds like I'm changing the subject, and maybe we are, but, you know, the thing that I find amazing is that Mr. and Mrs. Average America don't have any understanding of how critical the mining industry is to society around the world. I mean, anything that impacts your life is a direct outgrowth of the mining industry.
Well, that's true. I mean, there's basically three businesses in the world that actually generate wealth or create wealth. Mm-hmm. Farming, you could say logging in the timber industry, and then mining.
I agree.
We take things from the earth, we extract them, we actually create new wealth versus basically taking the wealth that exists in the world and moving it from one place to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So we are kind of the fundamental basis of modern society. Everything we use is, of course, either, it's the old saying, if you can't grow it, it has to be mined, and that's exactly right. And so we add wealth, and if we do our jobs right in this business, we will create wealth and make the world a better place. And it's kind of a lofty goal to do that, but that's one reason I became a geologist,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, see the world, explore, develop, and create wealth and make the world a better place for everybody.
I'm with you 100%. I mean, I don't have the technical expertise that you do, but you know, I'm a pretty passionate guy, and I know an awful lot about business and finance. And I'll tell you, I think this is the greatest industry out there for folks to be involved in. Mick has got a great website, themercenarygeologist.com. Mick, thanks so much.
Always, Al.
Have a great weekend. If you happen to be in the Phoenix area, drop around and say hi. I'm doing a workshop at the show, and we're going to be broadcasting from the Cambridge House Silver Conference in Phoenix.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.